It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 23rd.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is outlandish, spelled O-U-T-L-A-N-D-I-S-H. Outlandish is an adjective that means of or relating to another country, foreign. It can also mean strikingly out of the ordinary, bizarre, or exceeding proper or reasonable limits or standards. Outlandish can also mean remote from civilization. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Kevin Detmar. In a letter sent to his mother, T.S. Eliot wrote, "I really think that I have far more influence on English letters than any other American has ever had, unless it be Henry James." It's an outlandish claim, even if one allows for the kind of hyperbole to be found in a letter meant to impress one's parents. In olden times, English speakers used the phrase outlandish man to refer to a foreigner, or one who came from an outland, which originally meant a foreign land. From here, outlandish broadened in usage from a word meaning from another land to one describing something unfamiliar or strange. Dress was a common early target for the adjective. English novelist Henry Fielding in Tom Jones writes of a woman who was dressed in one of your outlandish garments. Nowadays, the word can be applied to anything that strikes us as out of the ordinary, from bizarre conspiracy theories to exaggerated boasting. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.